KMA Sports, we like to feature all the coaches that qualify for the semifinals here. So on the line with me, head coach Scott Chandler of the Iowa City Liberty. 10-1 on the year, going to take on 10-1 Waukee Northwest. They earned this spot in the semifinals by defeating Southeast Polk 31-28. So, Coach Chandler, let's go over that exciting game versus Southeast Polk where you guys came out on top.
Yeah, really back-and-forth game. I think there were four lead changes there in the fourth quarter. Just proud of our guys for their belief and, just finishing the job.
When it comes to the names to know, when the Lightning are looking good on the field, who's usually doing it and what's it look like?
Yeah, our quarterback, Reese Redding, on offense, it kind of all starts with him. Second year starter for us. He was second team All-State last year, led the state in total offense. I think this year he's leading the state in total touchdowns. Not the biggest guy, diminutive guy, can run, dual threat. I think he's got over 800 yards rushing this year. And he really is the straw that stirs the drink for us. We have a lot of other skill guys that contribute on offense. Tyler Reiner's really had a great game against Southeast Polk. He's a receiver for us. And then defensively, Landon Bell is our middle linebacker and gets everybody in the right positions. We've got returning second-team All-State corner, Logan Lubenthal, who's been really solid this year in coverage. We've got twin outside linebackers, Alex and Eric Strunk, who've really come on this year. And they were game changers against Southeast Polk for us. Both had huge tackles for loss, sacks, and, one of them recovered a fumble. The other one batted a pass there late in the game. So a lot of skilled guys. Those guys are kind of the highlights.
As we're looking forward now, we made it to the semifinals. You guys are going to be there in Cedar Falls. You guys will be playing Waukee Northwest. A couple of good quarterbacks going head-to-head at it here in this matchup. But what are just some areas of the game that, you've looked at some film that Waukee Northwest does pose kind of a challenge to you guys?
Yeah, obviously they're leading the state in passing. They've got the state's leading receiver. And I think that the second receiver has close to 900 yards. So they can throw the football. The quarterback does a good job of getting it to those guys. And then when you fall asleep on their run game, they've got a running back, 22 Woodruff, who will really hurt you. They've got some big offensive linemen, had a kid transfer in who's committed to Wake Forest, big kid playing left tackle.
And then how about, let's flip it over to you guys. Where do you think you guys might have an edge when the game comes to play?
Well, I think that we do a good job of controlling the game with our offense. That'll be big. Field position's always big for us. What can we do in the kicking game? We were excellent in the kicking game the other night, got a field goal, 42-yard field goal into the wind right before half. That ended up being the difference in the game. So I think special teams has to be big for us in this game.
Special teams will have to step up, you're going to say there. So maybe something in the forefront. What's priority number one you want to see out of your team when it comes to the semifinals?
Just that we show up and play our game. That, we come out and we execute and take care of the football and, just let the game settle in, let the emotion settle in, and be ready for a 48-minute game.
All right, that is head coach Scott Chandler, Iowa City Liberty. Iowa City Liberty taking on Waukee Northwest in those semifinals there. Lightning versus the Wolves. Hey, coach, thanks for getting this in. Good luck the rest of the way at the semifinals.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.